Hello and welcome to this episode of the Beyond Podcast. I'm your host, Robert Crichton, and today we have a full cast audio adaptation of Occupation and Idleness by The Unknown, a play from the mid-15th century. For a detailed breakdown of the text, to understand in detail the action of the play, do go to our spoilers episode for more. Be warned, there are moments of violence from figures in authority towards the end of the play. There is also some sermonising. But if you're still with us, then here's the show, recorded during a live stream on YouTube. And now I pass you over to Liza Graham for the continuity announcements. Enjoy.
Beyond presents Occupation and Idleness by The Unknown, with Emma Kemp as Idleness, Liza Graham as Doctrine, and Robert Crichton as Occupation. Occupation and Idleness.
The mighty maker that made all thing, he meddle his mercy ever in our mind. Our bales he abate and to bliss us bring, as he was our founder, we come of his kind. For all the wealth of the world is turned to wrangling, and friendship is full fain now for to find. Again equity and right the people be jangling, and full few there be that hereof have mind. The cause is this. For now reigneth treason, there that should be reason. But ye beware in season, ye labour all amiss. For we may see a great example every day of hunger and death before our eye. Through the pricking of pestilence, escape we ne may. Through winds and weathers that cometh through the sky. Therefore let right reign, and forsake simony. Rule you by reason, and labour for your meat. In true occupation, sell thou and buy. Deceive no man with subtlety in cold neen heat, but sue reason and truth. Let ease and favour throw thee flee, and take counsel and equity. Else lose ye heaven so free, and meseemeth that were ruth, and eat great shame. Now, if there be any here that my name would aspire, I tell you, sovereigns all in fear, Occupation, that is my name. I busy full busily in cold and in heat, winds nee weathers we may not spare. With great grievance I go my living to get. Oft weary and wet shod I suffer muchal care. To session or sizes, if that I fare, because I have a little gathered to heap. In such plea no skill I can, thus am I in care. There I stand and study as mad as any sheep for woe. For I had liever be at plough. To God I make a vow, thresh in a barn, reap and mow. And therefore I hope occupation wheresoever I go on ground. Here I think to abide, to rest me a little tide, in peace both safe and sound.
Aha! Rest you merry, I make a vow. Why say you not welcome now? By God, there be many of you that I know well and fine. This worthy man, though I it say, he hath known me many a day. For he and I spent, in fay, our boffest thirst at wine. Ah! Sir, God give you good morrow. Lo, sirs, this good man will be my borrow, and I had need. Nay, good sir, laugh me not to scorn. I trow ye have your knowledge forlorn for my simple weed. Yea, this weed will serve me well and fine. Oft thou hast been wet, sith thou were mine, both at the ale and at the wine in the high street. While I have aught, I will spend. When I have none, God will send. Thus every company I will amend, and gather fellowship to heap, for I have good meat and drink. When I am full, I will swink. Now, by my troth, as I think, I am a sly clerk. Therefore, I tell you, express, my name is called Idleness. I keep not to arise, to matins, ni mass, near to none other work, for to no labour I cast me, but ever to sloth I fast me, and if you will attast me, ye shall find me quaint. Quaintly go I, lo. Oh, as pretty as a pie, lo. What say ye thereto? Who could make me attaint? Behold now this gracious face. How gallantly I take my trace. There is now none such in this place. Should I not do thus? Lo, how jolly jet I, and none fellowship let I, and but few meet I, but they with me truss and gone. Eh? What is that yonder gadling that standeth yonder all straddling? I will wit for all his babbling what he is anon. All hail, good man, and welly found.
Welcome, young man, on this ground.
Why, sire, tell me this stound. Know ye not me?
Of thee, son, what is thy name?
Lo, now ariseth game. I am like to take blame, but I the better where be. I must change my name, Iwis, and tell him... Busyness, my name is. Yea, for God, thus it is. This is a pretty while. And when I'm with him at fees, I will take my own ease. To sleep enough, he shall not cheese. I think him to beguile. Sir, I wonder ye have forgot me, Iwis, and I have served you ere this. For Busyness, my name is. Sir, know ye that name?
Busyness! Yea, in good fay, he hath served me many a day.
Now, in good fay, leave me ye may. I am the same.
Art thou, Busyness? I trow nay, meseemeth by thy simple array.
Sir, should I wear my best every day? I have 10 or 12 of good gowns in my press, and furs of great richness. Of this man, I take witness. Ye may ask him yourself.
Well, then, what labour can ye best now?
Thresh in your barn, or go to plough, reap, mow, and eke sow, and other husbandry. Go to market, buy and sell... And keep an household I can well. With sheep and swine I can mell. Whereto should I lie?
Wilt thou be with me all this year? And thou shalt be my partner.
Yea, by my troth, with good cheer. But I have no money in store.
Oh, give me thy troth in this stound, and have here... 10 pound, and thou govern it well on this ground, and thou have need, come fetch more.
Yes, hardily, sir, have ye no doubt. Now have I need to look about, both within and without, that no thing be amiss. I have here in this purse 10 pound of gold, it is no worse. To the cooks will I me truss, anon so I have bliss. Yet, good sir, tell me in same, what shall I clep your name?
Oh, sir, I say by St. James, my name is Occupation.
Occupation, by my fay, is a good name and a worthy to be commended honestly in field and eke in town. But, sir, go ye home, or over the sea, your household and your Myony, and then in haste come hither and see. Tarry not too long.
Farewell then, in God's name.
Now, in faith, he were to blame that would do thee any wrong. Walk on! God let thee never fee. Thou art full mad to trust me. For this gold shalt thou never see, so God me amend. For in Broad Street, Samphail, it shall be spent in good victual of wine and ale. I will not fail. Thither now am I bent. For if I would beset this gold here on sheep or lamb, they be dear, and also a bad year soon would them destroy. If I beset it in cow or veal, peradventure some thief might them steal. Nay, therewith will I not deal. Such merchandise I defy. If I would build any house, then might come some fire, and it bren, that maketh many a way to run and take the town's end. Nay, I will not so in fay. But to the tavern will I go my way, and to the cook's palm fay. Thither will I wend. But if occupation come by the way, tell me, sir, I thee pray, for we too have loved many a day, these years 4 or 5, till this be spent, every dell, full hap, full hell, I will no longer with him mell. I go hence well blithe.
Roy reverend that on the rood was rent, he save you, my sovereign seemly in sea, that was blind felled and buffeted and his blood spent for the threatening of thraldom to make us all free. And the brenning blossom that bright is of blee, with their fetters so fortunate void us of our foan, excellent empress of high dignity, conclude here conclusions as ye well can through your son's might. For truly I will every day, whithersoever I take my way, in holy church, if that I may, of thy son have a sight. Then to my labour will I go, till and travail in much woe my life load to get. We may not spare windy rain, but go to plough in croft and plain, and oft we labour again, main, in dry and in wet. And I pray you, tell me, and ye can, see any you busyness, my man, since I was last here? For he is so long out with my gold walked about, by my troth I am in doubt he is in some danger. I know what is best. Till I some tidings of him hear, here I think to rest.
Ah! Godspeed! I am come! I have right well wet my throat. Aware, a little stand-a-room, for I am very cup-shot. My brain ginneth to rout, and turneth as round as any ball. By my troth, I am in great doubt. Meseemeth the sky will on me fall. I am ill, aghast. I come from the cooks now, and to God I make a vow. There have I well broke my fast. I have eat and drunk of the best, till methought the dry way slither, and my master's gold, so have I rest, it is spent altogether on good meat and drink. For by God and Our Lady both, I bought therewith neither clout ni cloth, for be my partner never so wroth. Oh, a while will I go wink.
Abide a word with you.
Oh, welcome. I make a vow. I have sought you wide enow these 2 days or three.
Sortest thou me, I pray thee, where?
By God, on foot. There ye were.
Oh, such a messenger, evilly fair, so to seek me. Meseemeth thou cometh late, fro the nail.
By God! That is a true tale. There have I welfare.
Now, by God, I stand in doubt that thou hast spended my money out. Then am I in great care.
Sir, that money is a go, though there had been such too. Therefore, mine heart is sore.
Ah, Siam, foul mote thee befall that ever I met thee in this hall. My gold thou hast law. What, thou saidest busyness thy name hight?
So I did, by this light, and yet I did lie. But now I tell thee in game, Idleness is my name.
I swear by St. James, thou art a wily pie. Son, and thou wilt to me hark, I will teach thee some other work.
What, wouldst thou make me a clerk? That will I not begin, for I will go play me and royally array me.
Hark, son, thou say me, wilt thou worship win?
Worship? How should I come thereto?
With manner. And manhood, son, lo, and be never thine own foe. To my words thou hark.
Who teacheth that manner, I pray thee?
Truly, son, as I say thee, Doctrine, that worthy clerk.
Doctrine? What man is he?
A master of divinity, of the university, to teach thee to wax wise.
Wilt thou so? Nay, I will not with thee go. I have espied thee too wise.
Son, leave thy fantasy and turn to grace, I say thee.
I knell, I make to God a vow. I will eat as good as thou. Go set to grass thy horse or thy cow, or else, sir, go play thee.
Who shall find thee meat and drink all day?
By my fay, Jonnet and Jill.
What wilt thou do, can thou me say, when Jonnet and Jill is away?
Then be it as be may, therefore care I, Nell. I shrew him that therefore cares. Some, for labour, waxeth wood, and they have not an whole hood. I know none that better fares.
What, sirs, what play is this that ye make in this place? I am come to mend all miss by the help of God's grace.
That man hath an angry face.
Peace then, fool, and stand aside.
I pray God give thee evil grace, begin'st thou now for to chide.
Sir, welcome mote ye be, and of your name are you praying?
Doctrine, men clepen me. To teach cunning, I am fain.
Ah, doctrine, sir, ye be welcome. I have busied me full sad for to study and stir wisdom. Now of your company, I am full glad.
What is your name, gentle brother?
Truly, my name is occupation.
Welcome be ye above all other with you to have communication. For all that to good occupation long God is pleased, and so am I. But occupation that toucheth to wrong doth men no good but villainy. For an thou wilt thee occupy in bodily works or alms deed, in penance or prayers, wilfully, I doctrine to thee will take heed. For doctrine teacheth openly and clear virtuous life among us to set.
Hark, sirs, ye shall hear, for now two shrews be met. By my troth, I will me hide like a mouse in yonder yard, for of him that gapeth wide, in faith, I am evil afeard. I will be go.
By my faith thou shalt abide, and ere thou pass from me this tide, I will thee teach a word or two.
Whom? Me, sir? I know thee not. Nay, never I keep by heaven king.
Son, I will teach thee somewhat for to get thy living.
Sir, in the name of heaven king, give him some information how he may get his living in the way of his salvation. That is all my desire.
Truly, brother occupation, that will I do without any hire, for every good man is bound to occupy him in cleanness. For and he in good occupation be found, the fiend tempteth him much the less. Every man hath enemies three, the devil, the world, and his own flesh. Which they be, I will tell thee, and how then they embattle them fresh. In pride and wrath the fiend tempteth man, and in envy that is so bad. These three sins in heaven began soon after Lucifer was made. The world tempteth man to sloth and covetise that Adam and Eve first upbrought, whenas they would be as wise as was our Lord that them wrought. The flesh of gluttony failed not. Lechery was in Sodom and Gomorrah and other mo. For these, wit well in our thought, full much harm there hath be due. For an thou thee in temptation feel, occupy thee in cleanness. For the fiend on no man may steal, save in though that he find in idleness. In them will he hide. For all the vices that there be, idleness is the worst, I tell thee.
Out! Whither may I flee? This angry man will beat me, and I longer abide.
Of idleness cometh this. Thieves and strumpets, so have I rest. Again this default, I wis, occupation I hold the best. But the most default nowadays on the people that I find, men teaching their children wanton plays, and not as they should in kind. Some shall beshrew father and mother, and be full wanton, as ye may see. Such points and many other maketh many children never to thee. Set your children unto school, ye that be good men of fame. Maintain them not to play the fool, but let them learn some good for shame. For he that hath neither land ne rent, coin ne cattle him to find, of large spence but he repent, soon shall he beg be kind. That were reprieve. For why, and thy good be lore, and wilt not labor for no more, but in idleness set him sore, then he must wax a thief. I lie not, express. Beware, draw you to good, and labor for your life's food, and pray to him that died on rood, and beware of idleness.
Idleness is not far, as thinketh me, and so I told one right now.
Idleness? Where is he?
Yonder, sir, as ye may see, and scorneth both me and you.
Idleness! Come near, and learn of me some courtesy.
I shrew me, and I come there, while thou art so angry.
Thou shalt come hither, maugre thy head, and learn some good in thy youth. Thou wilt be like to beg thy bread, but thou draw thee from sloth. I say, boy, arise.
I pray thee, sir, go thy way. Me list not with thee to play.
I will thee teach, in good fay, now for to wax wise. Therefore, boy, I say, stand still, and some virtue that thou lear.
Go forth, and do me none ill. I would you were in the ditch, both in fair.
I say, boy, scorn thou me now.
He doth as evil as he can.
He lieth. I make God a vow in record of this worthy man. Sir, saw ye me mock him to scorn? Nay, he lieth in his face.
I trow, boy, thy thrift be lorn. To goodness, thou hast no grace.
Sir, ever to sloth and idleness he draweth him morrow and eve, and I bid him eft express all that folly for to leave.
Son, to what living were thou born?
With milk and flour I began, I ween.
What? This boy driveth me to scorn.
Nay, God forbid, let that been.
Have set hand on this book, and to thy lore that thou lout.
Ah, see, sir, how I look. Near hand, I con it throughout. Ah, see, here sit a pie.
Ah, but thou the better to thy book, lout, by my fay thou shalt abide.
In good fay ye say well, every man to labour in his conning. This matter I trow well I fail, else can we have but hard living. An idleness in household wind meseemeth it much the worse.
Ye be ever my back friend, therefore have ye God's curse.
Son, have this book in thy hand, and learn in the name of God. Else I do thee to understand thou shalt be chastised with a rod, both even and morrow.
Ah, sir! He that thee hither brought, I pray God give him sorrow.
Say on, cross Christ me speed, and in thy mind that it keep.
By my troth, I stand in dread how I shall bring it to heap. First, let me rest a little while. Mine iron be as heavy as any lead.
Sir, this boy will you beguile. In the name of God, take heed and learn him some lore.
Ah! Sir, the devil be thy speed. Thou art again me evermore.
Son, learned thou never thy believe, thy paternoster, ave and creed?
Nay, sir, so mote I achieve. Therefore took I never heed. I not what it is.
Now by sweet Saint James, thy father is the more to blame, and thy friends all insane that should have taught thee ere this.
Meseemeth it were an arms deed to make him leave this lewd rope.
I will not do by thy rede, old fool. Thou beginnest to dote. Thy beard beginneth to whore. Some for weary falleth down, both in city, burr, and town, and rise, peradventure, no more.
Truly there liveth no man in ground, be he never so high of state, but he be strongly bound to occupy early or late, priests to pray and preach also in penance and mass to show, dukes, earls, barons, and knights thereto to maintain the land in virtue, and to fight therefore if need be, and stand by every true cause I wis, and take no meed of me nay thee, but to maintain them their right is. But now truth is drive up back, and simony is set up as a sire. Their mead is master, there is no lack of friendship, neither in session nay shire. But would God reason reigned, eh? Then would ye gather all virtues to heap. To the words that ye show me, every man is bound to take keep. Lo, son, thou mayest see to occupation thou art bound.
Ah, sir, God let thee never thee. Thou wouldst make me weary, as is any hound, and that I hate. For aught that thou can tell me, shall none of you fell me, neither by strength compel me, early ni late.
Doctrine, sir, I pray you, tell us some of God's works, that the common people may know, as doing these worthy clerks.
Summe Trinitati, I will begin, that with his might wrought all thing. Novem ordines without sin, angelorum to him obeying. A Dei judicia, for to abide, mysteria complenda full of light. It fell many on that tide, fro the place that mankind shall restore full right.
What manner men, I would wit, shall restore that place again?
Their names be in legend writ, and are clept all Hallowen, certain.
All Hallows? What be they? I pray you declare them openly.
Angels, patriarchs and prophets to say, martyrs and confessors truly, virgins and other of clean life that died in pure chastity, that lived here without strife in cleanness and humility, viri religiosi the patriarchs called, atque gloriosi in their living. They told what would befall of divers prophets and Christ's coming. John the Baptist said in his steven, to all that veram penitentiam would chesen, penitentiam agite that ye not lessen, quia appropinquabit the kingdom of heaven. The apostles were in earth going, and Jesus Christ's laws read. Estote fortes, said Jesu our king. Look no tribulation make you feared.
I pray you, tell me in this place how apostles suffered tribulation.
Some Pharaoh perempti headed was. Some flammis exusti brant in town. Flagellis veberati, some forbeaten. He sunt triumphatores, God's friends on height. Here good deeds shall never be forgotten, for their blessed name in aeternum manet.
Hear ye, sirs, all this breath. A draught of ale I had lever.
This were a worthy company that the apostle loved day and night.
Vos estis lux mundi, to all the world they shall give light.
The martyrs had a glorious life, that for God's love would die so.
Ah, sir, he sunt sancti that never dread knife, but pro dei amore they suffered woe. Oh, quam gloriosa their death is, and their blood shedding did us much good. The blood shedding would bring us to bliss if that we be mild of mood. These blessed confessors lived cleanly and taught about the word of Christ. Therefore they sit in the great glory where that all joy and mirth is most. Virgins in their cleanness meekly in earth here lived. These be clepid All Hallows, I wis, if that we before moved.
Ugh.
And all holy church's pardon relieveth men out of sin.
Ugh.
Of these saints that is come, that is treasure, the holy church within.
Ugh.
At Christ's own blood I will begin, his apostles, his martyrs, and afterward his officers that be out of sin led their life here full hard, and the cleanliness of the maidens all make us good ways unto heaven. All Hallowen Day their day men call and worship them with mild steven.
Ah, sir, of men that liveth a day now, shall they in that number be?
Yea, sir, and will you see how? Fool jebunt justi, and thus say we. Righteous men may not fail, I wis, to han heaven for their travail. Rightfulness so high a virtue is that justitia manet may not fail.
And how do they that have do sin and amend them here ere they die?
Fro heaven bliss they may not win to ask mercy they were ready.
What is mercy? That would I know. I pray you, do me to understand.
Mercy is the best seed so, for above all works he shall stand. For as per lignum moriebatur mors certain, through a tree our death first arose, and per lignum quoque there again by a tree our life was chose, and brought our bliss from death and strife. For even as Adam by a tree did fall, to turn our death to everlasting life, on a tree God died for us all. There was oleum promissionis showed that from Christ's body ran. Take heed, thou man, and be not lewd, for all our grace there first began. God's body thereto was all to rent and made full of holes that ever shall run to the blood of mercy that never shall stint in the salvation of sinful man. From his passion till doomsday his body shall never leave running, and of his blood mercy every man get may, if they repent their evil living. There shall none be warned of that blood of bliss every man thereof may get. This is the liquor of mercy, that every day I wis in holy church thou may it fet.
I thank Jesu, my saviour, with all my heart and my speech, so free of that worthy liquor, as well to poor as to rich.
Nay, sir, ye fail there. There is no disseverance but brother and brother. God bought all like dear and paid as much for one as for other. There is no poor, God saith before, but though that be in sin and out of virtue, though thou have marks in store, there he shall be as rich as thou. The riches of heaven is none in gold, it is in virtue and clean life, as to thee before is told that should be used in man and wife. At doomsday, God wot who should be rich, who shall be poor, for that day will be so hot that by gold men will set no store.
Sir, that is come to my mind. Why clip ye that, the great day?
For many skill that I find, I will declare them if I may. Then shall sit the greatest justice upon that ever sat in any place. All other justices before him shall stand, and all the lords that ever was. So many at once as we there shall see, never at once in one place come, for all that were and ever shall be in heaven, earth, and hell cometh to doom. That day will be the greatest weeping that ever was seen in any place before. Many thousands their hands shall wring and curse the time that they were born. Therefore, the great day, clep I. For though that shall be damned in that rout, shall weep more water with their eye than is in all the world round about. They shall never after cease weeping. The water from their eye shall run. Therefore think on this day of reckoning, and ever after hate thou sin, and in haste thy life amend.
Will I never work begin, but I think on the end.
By my troth, no more will I, for I have no will to be a clerk. Of my book I am weary. I was not wont to know such work. This book is not worth a rash. 10 such are not worth a bean. By my fay, I will him wash and make him fair and clean. Good, give me a little water that I may wash my book. For though my master chide and chatter, and though occupation hereof smatter, I will no more hereon look.
What, son? What plague is this?
By God, it is never the worse.
Oh, I will tell thy master, Iwis.
Therefore have thou God's curse.
Doctrine, shh, sir, shh, take shh, heed shh, how your shh, clerk shh, shint his book.
Ah, oh, sir, the devil be thy speed. Who bade thee hither look?
Ah, lewd losel, what japes be these? Thou takest thee to fantasies. Fast, sit down. Thou shalt not cheat.
Ah, sir, here be many butterflies.
Oh, oh.
Both white and brown, for cock's blood. Take me thine hood, and I will smite them down.
Thou dost well and fine. I will thee tame by Saint Austin. Be thou never so wild. Occupation, lay hand on him. Have do. And myself will help thereto. Come forth, my fair child.
Come no near, I charge thee now. For, an thou do, I make a vow, I will strike thee to the heart. Would God my dagger were ground.
Set hand on him anon, this stound. Let him not start.
Come forth thou shalt, maugre thy teeth.
Out upon thee, strong thief. Wilt thou me spill?
Have here one, two, and three. Idleness, now think on me and hold thy tongue still.
And I live, I will be a rake. Some of your heads will I break, for ye hath made me wroth.
How sayest thou? That let me see.
Nay, for God, it is he. In record of all this company, he did beshrew you both.
Fie on thee, harlot, with thy glossing. Thou shalt have more by heaven, king, to teach thee wax true.
Mercy, master, I cry mercy. forgive me this, and readily our law will I show.
In good faith thou shalt have mole, but thou leave thy idleness. And but thou study and labor also in all the works of cleanness. For God taught his disciples all, to thee and to other teach will I. Vigilate ergo great and small. Nescitis qua hora, that ye shall die. We know none hour of our dying, therefore in prayers ever shall we be. For with our Pater Noster we should worship Heaven King and his Blessed Mother with an Ave.
I say now mercy, with heart and speech. For ever to you will I obedient be, and I will do as ye me teach, in all the works of honesty. Pater Noster, I will begin. Pater Noster, qui es in coelis, sanctificter nomen tum, adveniat regnum tum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in coelo et in terra, panem nostrum.
Lo, our little mastery is to bring in a child in youth. Friends, take heed to this, and ever draw you froth sloth. And thus, had he no teaching, he would have cursed his friends all. And now he may, in time coming, be a good man.
Est
and
regnum,
so we shall.
Et potentia et gloria, in secula seculorum. Amen.
Art thou sorry for thy miss, the which to thee I will rehearse?
Yea, sir, that I am, Iwis. Thereof I cry God and you mercy.
The 10 commandments thou break evermore. Thy 5 wits thou kept them ill.
Truly, that I repent sore, and will amend with all my will.
The deeds of mercy dost thou not fulfill to poor, sick prisoners also.
I will amend it with good will, and I may have life thereto.
Now thou forsakest thine idleness, and hereafter wilt dread shame. Here I cast on thee a cloth of cleanness, and cleanness shall be thy name.
Worthy master, I thank thee. And you, occupation, also, of this man that is so free, and to you will I ever draw to.
Now am I glad with all my heart that ever I met with thee in this place. So fair thou art now convert, through folly and fantasy turned to grace with so mild Stephen.
Master, I pray you for charity that ye would tell me, what power hath Our Lady in heaven?
Above all the women that ever were, God chose Mary unto this, in her body him to bear, et perilegit eam Deus, sicut lilium among thorns growing, sic amica mea inter filias, so is his mother most shining, passing all the women that ever was. Witness at her assumption, when the angel said, quae est ista, quae descendit fro desert adown, tanquam fumi virgula, et sicut aurora consurgens, never sun shining so bright. With all delights of sweetness there they saw that glorious sight, but at the ascension of Christ alone. When she to heaven was come, God said to his angel anon, hic est regina virginum, qui genuit regem in her body so clean, qui famulantur angeli every day, this same body that ye here seen within the blessed sides I lay. God said to her, amica veni, veni di Libano in flesh and fell, veni coronaberis in heaven most high, as queen of heaven and empress of hell, and lady of all the world she is, her power is of great estate, whoso honour her with aves, all his disease she will abate. So he be clean and out of sin, or in will for to amend, in every work that he will begin, our dear lady will be his friend. And but he stand in that degree, I would not give for his prayers a pair.
I thank my Lord in Trinity that ever I met with you here.
Thank we him of mights most, Father and Son in Trinity, abater of the fiend's boast. Holy my heart, I yield to thee.
He us bring to good end that died for us on Good Friday, and Mary, his mother, be our friend, unto thy son as ye best may.
He that is registered for the right heir, that dutiful doomsman that sitteth in throne, keep you ever out of all despair, and grant you his blessing, every one.
Amen.
In Occupation and Idleness by the Unknown. Occupation was played by Robert Crichton. Idleness by Emma Kemp, and Doctrine by Liza Graham. Occupation and Idleness was produced by Robert Crichton for the Beyond podcast. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook or Instagram at Beyond Shakes. Visit our website at beyondshakespeare.org or support our work by becoming a patron at patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. Goodbye. And now he may in time coming be a good man, and so he shall, once we've beaten the crap out of him.
Why?
Because that's the system. Deviation from the mean requires punishment, and that's not allowed.
You must be very religious, because being not religious is not allowed either.
No.